Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Priscilla, your new host. It's my first time being your host. Hope you'll like it. Our topic today is feeling grateful for the small things. We're all busy in school or work every day and tend to overlook the small things in life that are actually quite beautiful and enjoyable. In my case, when I was in high school, I was busy memorizing vocabularies on my way home from school. One day, I looked at the sky and saw the beautiful colors of sunset. We only save time for sunsets when we are on vacation, but the sun sets every single day. Let's not be blind to the beauty of our everyday life, okay? Now, let's look at our sentence today. We appreciate the slice of toast, the friendly encounter, the long hot bath, the spring morning, and properly keep in mind how much worse it could and probably will one day be. The sentence is listing all the possibly overlooked small things in your life that can actually make you feel better about your life and be as grateful as you can for what you have now. Knowing that one day bad things can still come to us, we should cherish what we have. Okay, let's read our sentence one more time, this time a little bit slower. We appreciate the slice of toast, the friendly encounter, the long hot bath, the spring morning, and properly keep in mind how much worse it could and probably will one day be. 那我们来看看今天的单字吧。第一个单字是 appreciate。Appreciate 是动词，感激欣赏的意思。那例句是 I truly appreciate the help from my husband when my parents were at sick. 我非常感谢我丈夫在我父母生病时的帮忙。另外呢，我觉得有一个长得非常像的字是 appropriate。Appropriate 是形容词，适当的、恰当的的意思。那例句是 You need to find the clothes appropriate for the occasion. 你需要找出适合该场合穿的衣服。Appreciate 跟 appropriate 在开头及结尾都非常相似，要注意不要用错咯。第二组的单字是 slice。Slice 是名词，切片、薄片的意思。例句是 Can I have another slice of ham? 我可以再来一片火腿吗？另外有一个跟 slice 意思非常相似的字，叫 cut。cut 是动词，切、割的意思。例句是 She cut her birthday cake into 9 pieces for her friends. 她将生日蛋糕切成九片给她的朋友。slice 跟 cut 意思非常相似，它们之间最大的不同就是 slice 是比 cut 还要更薄的切片。在使用的时候注意不要搞错咯。第三组的单字是 toast。toast 是名词，吐司、烤面包片的意思。例句是 I have toast for my breakfast today. 意思是我今天早餐吃的是吐司。toast 也可以当动词，是烤的意思。例句是 I would like to have a toasted sandwich. 我想要一份烤三明治。Toast 加上 ed 变成 toasted 就是烤过的意思哦，所以 toasted sandwich 就是烤三明治。 Toast 当名词有另外一个意思是祝酒敬酒的意思，在敬酒的场合我们都可以说 drink a toast 或 have a toast。 例句是 Let's drink a toast to the bride and groom， 让我们向新娘与新郎敬酒吧。来到最后一组单字是 encounter。Encounter 是名词，偶然相遇、遭遇的意思，通常是指没有预期的相遇。例句是 I had a romantic encounter with a girl this afternoon. 我这个下午浪漫的邂逅了一个女孩，希望大家都能有这样浪漫的邂逅哦。另外 encounter 去掉 en 之后的 counter 是形容词，相反的、对立的的意思。例句是 My opinion is counter to that of my parents.我和我父母意见相左。那么今天的单字就此结束。Thank you for participating in today's pronunciation challenge. Leave a comment below about whether you enjoy the small things in life or not. See you next time, VoiceTubers!